Hello, handsome. Easy. Stop with the crazy looking around and relax. You're the only one who heard me. Stop your panicking and just breathe, hun. Yes, I'm talking to you inside your head. No, no, you're not crazy, and no, aliens are not walking among you, trying to snatch your bodies. I'm human, hun, just like you. Seriously, your mind is just so loud right now. Do me a favor and please just close your eyes. Just do it. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Focus on my voice. Block out the rest of the noise, inside and out. There you go. Just relax. I'm not going to hurt you. I promise. Very good. I'm impressed. Hi, handsome. Do you kiss your mother with that mouth? You want to know who I am? All right, play along. Maybe I'll tell you. Yes, play, as in a game. You see, I've seen you on this bus for as long as I can remember. It's very hard not to notice a good-looking guy like you. Always sitting by yourself, hunched over a notebook, hardly ever looking up until you reach your stop. Even when you're stuck standing, you have that book in the crook of your arm, pen scrabbling across the page, regardless of the turbulent rides that sometimes occur. But last week you forgot a writing implement. It was almost heartbreaking watching you dig through your bag and pat your pockets. You looked so frantic, and then crushed when you couldn't find one. The whole ride, you just stroked the cover of your notebook and looked like an abandoned puppy. Made me curious. What could you be writing? Why was it so important? How could it have such an effect on you that you looked as if someone died if you didn't have a pen in your hand? So, the next day, while you were scribbling away with your now-remembered pen, I peeked into your head for the first time. Oh, look at that blush! Sweetie, if anyone should be blushing, it's me. And I did when I heard those lines of pure, unadulterated smut pouring from your mind onto paper. I nearly strangled on my bagel, truth be told. You've got talent, hun, no doubt about that. The way you built the scene, how did it go? He looked up at her, his eyes wild with lust, but meek with obedience. He knew better than to look her in the eye, not after last time. His hands strained against the cuffs, even as his cock strained against his cage, and his mouth fell open, the words trickling out once more. Please, mistress. That was the first day. Just the first day. Every day since, I've listened, and every day since, you've had a new story. But all of them have had something in common, haven't they? He is always kneeling, and she is always on top, in command, in control. Don't look so embarrassed, my sweet boy. You know what you like. That's good. It makes this easier, I think. Do you know what I like? Yes, what? Yes, mistress. Good boy. That is exactly what I like. I also like the thought of standing up right now, walking over to you, grabbing your throat and pulling you to your feet, shoving you down in the middle of the aisle and straddling your face. I'd like that very much. And you'd like it too, wouldn't you? You can't lie to that mind reader, sweetie. It's just not possible. Stop shaking your head and embrace the submissive slut you obviously want to be. Good boy. You find that headspace so quickly. Feels like slipping into a nice warm bath, doesn't it? All comfortable and soothing. careful how much you nod your head, sweetie. That dreamy look in your eyes drawing some attention. As is that tent you're pitching. Oh, I do like how that blush just races down your neck. Makes me want to leave all kinds of marks to vary up the color. Red goes so well with black and blue, don't you think? Oh, darling boy, those thoughts of yours. Would you really whimper so sweetly if I did that? If I bite you, claw you, and spank your ass until you cry? Yeah? When you beg me to use you, as I sat on top of your hips, teasing you with my heat and wetness, but not letting you put your cock inside of me? Your eyes filled with tears as you watch me pleasure myself with toy after toy, filling my pussy up with anything but your cock, coming again and again, leaving you aching and denied. Such a good slut. Hard, dripping, ready for more. And I can give you more. Do you want me to? All right, sweetheart. Relax and take a deep breath. Very good. And exhale. Did you feel it? The soft scrape of fingernails down your chest? Did it feel good? That yes, mistress, just riles me up, sweet boy. Makes me want to do so many things to you. Tie you up, tease you, torment you, make you come and come until you can't anymore. Oh, fuck. Be careful what you beg for, sweetie. I might just give it to you. Right here, right now, in front of all of these people. Oh, you remembered where we are, did you? On a bus in the middle of a commute, with dozens of other people around. Do you still want it, my little kitten? Still want this? You nearly fell out of your seat. Does my tongue on your cock feel that good? Really? It's barely touching you. Just teasing with the tip. I'm sure that my breath is giving more stimulation. Tilting your head to the side like that isn't fair, kitten. Makes me want to bite. Or choke. Or both. That gasp drew more than a few glances, hon. Best try to keep yourself under control. Deep breaths, honey. Feel my hand just barely wrapped around your throat, the other stroking through your hair. There you go. Good boy. Just relax. Cause too much of a scene and I won't be able to make you come. Yes, sweetie. I'm going to make you come. I'm going to make you twitch and spurt and ruin your pants before you reach your stop. Does that sound like fun? Good boy. Best poker face now. Time to do my damnedest to make you beg out loud. Fuck the way your eyes roll back. Do you like the feeling of my mouth on your cock, my little kitten? Feeling my tongue flicking over the head a few times before swallowing you all the way down. It's one of the perks of these talents. No gag reflex. I can take you down to the base and just stay there like this. Maybe swallow around you a couple of times. Look at your legs twitch. You okay, sweetie? There you go. Just rest your head back. If you're lucky, maybe everyone will think you're sleeping. So long as you keep that notebook on your lap, that is. And don't jump too high when I trap your nipples between my fingernails and twist. Holy fuck, you almost came from that, didn't you? Oh, my darling boy, how I wish I could really get my hands on you. The marks I would give you, the bruises, the welts, the scratches. I suppose, for now, I have to be content with giving you the biggest wet spot that I can on the front of your pants. I love how you keep biting your lip, like if you stop, you'll just start whimpering like a little kitty. Do me a favor, honey. Give your lips a long, slow lick. You're not crazy, dear boy. You did, in fact, taste my pussy on your mouth. Now, I wonder which will turn you on more. The fact that you know what I taste like, or knowing that I had to taste myself many times in order to get that impression right. That's it. Keep licking your lips and begging me to fuck you. Keep calling me mistress as I swallow around you again and start teasing you up and down with my tongue. Or do you really want us to fuck? Oh, too bad. That'll just have to wait for another time. Oh, don't whine like that, little kitten. I'm not doing it, no matter how much you whimper and beg. Now it's just not the time. What it is time for is for you to come for me. And to help you do that, I'm going to give you a choice. Do you want me on your lips? Or a finger in your ass? I know I said I wouldn't fuck you, but I don't think a finger would hurt, do you? So which do you want? My little kitten. You can't have both, only one. Along with my mouth still bobbing up and down on your cock. Oh, you want my pussy on your cock? My little kitten's getting a little too greedy, isn't he? Well, you have been very well behaved, begging so sweetly for me, giving me everything I ask for. All right, kitten, I'll fuck you. On one condition, you have to ask, out loud, even if it's just a whisper. I want to see those lips say, please, mistress, fuck me. Just once, that's all. Can you do that for me, honey? Can my good kitten do what he's told? Ah, good boy. Very good. Now try and keep still for me. We're almost at your stop, so it's gonna be hard and fast. Ready? Oh, fuck. You're going to rip that notebook in half with how hard you're gripping it. Do I feel good, my little kitten? All hot and wet and tight for you. Slamming up and down on you, squeezing and milking you. Do you know how many times I had to finger myself to get it to feel that way? Oh, you aren't even coherent anymore. You're so deep in subspace, it's like your mind is wrapped in a blanket. So fucking hot. Alright, kitten. Are you ready to come for me? Ready to spurt and gush and ruin your pants? Getting close? Good. Close your eyes, kitten. Feel me. Feel me wrapped around you, my fingernails on your back, my hand wrapped around your throat, my fingers locked in your hair. Feel me taking you, ravaging you, fucking you, devouring you without even laying a finger on you, right in the middle of this morning commute. Feel all of it. Feel all of me. And come for me. Now, my little kitten. Such a good boy. Such a good little kitten. Are you all right? You look a little feverish and kind of out of it. Do you want some help? It's our stop now, so I can walk with you for a little while if you're not feeling too well. Would that be okay? Yeah? Okay. Wow, your notebook looks really beat up. You must use it a lot. Do you write?